Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. All right, guys, I'm going to be very, very honest and candid. We're just going to jump right on into it. I had no idea that the day that I uploaded this, which is today, Wednesday, that it actually was Wednesday. Now, we all know that yesterday was 2-2-2-2-2, and I was supposed to upload on that day. Meanwhile, me knowing that yesterday was Tuesday, somehow I woke up thinking that today was also Tuesday. So my upload, instead of my normal schedule of Tuesday upload, Wednesday podcast, Thursday upload, I scheduled the video to go up today. So I don't know. You can either look at that as, yay, after I listen to this podcast, I have a video to now watch. But yes, so technically I could have just uploaded it on Thursday, but now I'm confused because I skipped Tuesday's upload accidentally and scheduled it on the wrong day. So I wasn't sure if I wanted to upload twice in a row because then the next upload would have to go up Thursday. So I may just like skip a day and instead just do Friday. So it was kind of off schedule in terms of the days, but at least the number of uploads will be correct. I mean, what do you guys think about that? DM me, let me know. And meanwhile, while we're on the topic of DMs, I really do not understand how, like, my DMs used to say like 99 plus, right? And I don't know what happened where all of a sudden all my DMs disappeared. And now I only see like 50 DMs in my inbox, which is impossible. Like, I've been on YouTube now for 3 years and I don't understand how every single DM I've ever had since I started my channel is gone. And I Googled this issue and it said that DMs never expire unless you delete or block them. And I don't do things like that. So I was very confused on how that literally happened to me. And honestly, I'm kind of annoyed because I do like to, you know, go back and see, you know, who DM'd me and things like that and answer them. And I find that to be very annoying. So it is what it is. But how is everybody feeling today? I am feeling so good. You guys know, well, if you guys follow me on Instagram, which you totally should, I started something new called EFT tapping. And it basically is an acronym for emotional freedom tapping. And it really just is a practice that helps you to program your subconscious mind. I started obsessing over this girl that I've been listening to named Haley Hoffman Smith. And I found her on TikTok and I also follow her on Instagram as well. And she just really motivates me and her story really motivates me. And I actually, if you guys don't know, I don't think you guys do, but I've always been into like health and fitness. And although I'm not where I want to be, I know I'm definitely going to get there. But the point is that I used to work with a lot of different like medical practitioners, like medical intuitive practitioners. And I remember one of them suggested to me EFT tapping. And I was like, I wasn't really ready to tap into it yet. I was 23 years old at the time. So me discovering Haley really just like kind of confirmed with me and like validated, and I guess the word's not even validated, it verified for me like, okay, Aisha, this is something that you should be looking into again. So I have started that for like the past week and I don't know why, but it really works. I mean, she also suggested this other app called the Think Up app, and I have been listening to that. You create your own affirmations. I haven't done it yet to create my own affirmations on there, but I'm definitely going to do it because I already know what my March is going to look like, and I'm super busy in March. Haley and I start filming soon for our podcast and getting everything done with that, because Haley and I's podcast is going to be a visual podcast, unlike Quality Queen Control. So we're starting that like a month ahead of schedule. And then there's so much that has to go into that whole process before you guys actually see it. And I am just like really focused on like my peace and being, you know, as continuing to be as organized as possible and just really living out my best life. And these two things have really helped me. And there's an app that I use for the EFT, which is called The Tapping Solution. And it's also a book. So I literally, as soon as I get up in the morning, I really enjoy it. I tap if before I go to sleep, if I feel like it, I tap as well. And it really just helps to program your subconscious mind. You would be shocked to know all of the things that we store in our subconscious mind. And especially as it pertains to success, I've experienced this where you kind of feel like, all right, my only issue is financial. If I had all the money I want to have, then that's all that is my issue. Like, I'm not going to have any more issues. And you would be shocked to know that once you begin, like the very beginning of your success, you get triggered by everything that you thought wasn't going to be an issue for you. You all of a sudden realize fears and things like that that you didn't even know existed. Like, you know, Haley was touching on this, the fear of being seen and, you know, a scarcity mindset or fear of even having too much money. Like, these are all things that actually start to resurface when you achieve, you know, begin to achieve a certain level of success. And I'm telling you, it happens to everybody. And that is something that I believe that I experienced, coupled with, you know, my own concerns and issues and things like that in the beginning of my channel, where I feel like at one point my career was going ahead of me. I loved it. But then other things started resurfacing and I was dealing with so much mental, like, you know, anxiety and feelings of unworthiness that I didn't even know existed. Like, it was just so strange to want something so bad and then you get it and then all of a sudden you don't feel like, you know, you're worthy of having it. Where is that coming from? And it all always comes from somewhere. It always does. There's always a reason for everything. And in your success and the things that you achieve, different types of fears may resurface for you. But the point is that in doing the EFT, you know, tapping, that it really helps you to get rid of those types of beliefs as they pertain to you. So that would be, you know, that could look like scarcity. That could look like a fear of, you know, having too much money. That could look like, you know, feeling unworthy. That could also be emotional, you know, distress, emotional eating, things like that. I know that's something that I too battle with. And I'm the type of person where even though I'm a petite person, I notice that depending on my level of stress, my body and my, you know, what is the word I'm looking for? My neurotransmitters, they don't feel safe. And whenever my neurotransmitters don't feel safe, or anyone's, it manifests in different ways in your life. And for me, my body holds on to weight. I could barely be eating and I'm not losing weight or anything. My weight's kind of just like, everything I eat is like sticking to me and my body feels different. Like, I feel more, less lean. I feel less lean than I normally would as if I was in a happy. Like, when I'm happy, my body is in the best shape ever. You know, usually some people say like, oh, when I'm happy, I love to eat. I love to do this. When I'm happy, I eat less. I don't know why, like, because I feel like I've just have so many other things I'm looking at and I'm fulfilled by that food is really not the thing that I think about. It's like the last thing on my mind. But when I'm like stressed and kind of battling through a lot of things, food, I feel like, just sticks to me whether I'm eating a lot of it or not. I don't know if I'm the only one that this happens to, but I just realized this in reflecting and thought it was pretty interesting to note. Now, I know that I talk about, you know, feeling like worthy and knowing your worth and things like that, but what I think is an interesting topic to discuss is worthiness as it pertains to your purpose and your career, because these are things that like Ramona says from Real Housewives of New York, I will never forget her saying this quote where she said, you know, your money, what did she say? Women must make their own money because it's never going to wake up and say that it doesn't love you anymore. It's never going to, you know, really like divorce you or anything like that. And I think it's very important as women, no matter what we want, no matter what successful lifestyle we want, that we are able to attain these things for ourselves. Why? Because it allows you to be able to choose and, or at least give you the option of choosing people based on, okay, at the very least, these are things I can provide for myself. So why would I accept someone that isn't able to do this? If you're in a position, been there, let's be real, where you are dating because you don't have this and you want, we are women, so we do date up and you want someone that can give you a certain lifestyle. Not saying there's anything wrong with that. That's not what I'm saying at all. I don't believe that. But I think it's important for us to have our own things, because instead of us viewing it as, I want this person to do this because I don't have it, instead it's, I want this guy to do this because I can literally do this myself. So why would I accept someone into my life and they can't even do what I literally provide for myself on the daily basis? This isn't making any sense to me. Do you understand what I'm saying? And feeling this worthiness around our career, it all bleeds into every other aspect of our lives because everything is connected. And I really feel led to talk about this because these are things that I have been dealing with, you know, scarcity type of mindset as it pertains to money and developing an abundance mindset and really working on those, you know, beliefs subconsciously that have resurfaced for me that I have realized really do need healing. And it really just makes me think. And again, I'm suggesting to you guys things that were suggested to me that actually work. And I will reiterate them again. It's the Think Up app. If you have an iPhone, it's on the iPhone. And also the app called the Tapping Solution. And there's also a book for it. Now, I really do think you guys should look into those things because it is absolutely life-changing and it really helps you realize a lot about yourself. If you are someone that is a spiritual person and you really do know without a shadow of a doubt that you feel called to a higher purpose or you want to discover your purpose, you have to dig deep. You cannot coast through life without ever having a deep moment because it's only in those moments where we are forced to, you know, look at life and figure things out that we go deeper within ourselves and realize our true calling. It's only in those moments because in being comfortable and being like super happy and just coasting through things, you're never going to be called or forced to look at what's really, really a pressing issue. You understand? And that's not to say that you can't and you shouldn't have happiness and things like that. But as it pertains to really going after what it is that you want, you have to experience some sort of trials and tribulations in order to get there. And really focusing on your friend groups and people are going to tell you around you, I kind of think you're, you know, it's a nice idea to have, you know, like I understand what you want to do with your life, but you know, maybe you should just kind of have like a backup plan. Like you should kind of look at, I'm the type of person, let me tell you this. I'm that friend that is a dreamer. We all have friends that are like very realist. They're very pragmatic. And then we have friends that are dreamers. I'm the friend that's a dreamer. I like to hang out with people that also are dreamers because something about this pragmatism, which I kind of, I guess, biasly believe that it's rooted in like subconscious pessimism. I feel like, especially if it's unbalanced, I feel like they are just projecting those limiting beliefs onto us. That's what's happening. And I'm the type of person, I don't believe anything is impossible, but some people do. There's a ceiling for them. And for me, there is none. The sky is the limit. Space is the limit. It's limitless for me. I don't speak in limiting terms. And when you adopt this sort of mindset, and it takes a long time to get here, it's a daily practice to realize your limiting beliefs. I'm telling you, dig deep, because we all have them, including myself. What do I believe is possible? Have you ever been on TikTok and you see all these girls or guys talking about, I make 50K a month and here's how I do it? When I first used to see things like that, right? I'm going to be honest. I was like, what? Like, why are these people lying? And then I spoke to one of my friends about it once, and he was like, Aish, but do the math. That's actually real. Like, people actually really can make that much, you know, depending on what they're charging and how their business model is and things like that. And it was in that moment that I realized, why did I find that to be impossible? Why did I assume that they were lying because that number seemed very large to me? And we all do this in different ways and areas in our lives. And people, you have to have tunnel vision. People around you are out of their own projections and their own fears and their life circumstances. They're going to tell you, you know, you should have a backup plan. You should do this. And there is no backup plan for me, sweetie, because that tells me that my plan is not going to work. I'm not setting myself up for failure. So I don't need a backup plan. Now, I know that's extreme for some people, but hey, that's the level of faith that I possess. And that's where I'm at in life. I am not going to be having a backup plan in case my plan that I know is working and going to continue to work is going to fail. No. I don't think like that. And I think this stems from also worthiness. Do you genuinely feel worthy of the things that you want and that you desire? What do you believe to be true for you? I'm going to read this book that also was recommended by Haley Hoffman Smith called Lucky Bee. She has two books. I don't remember the author, but I purchased the two of them. And one of them is about money principles and limiting beliefs around money, which I think is so important to dispel. And then the other one is about career and success. And I was listening to one of my favorite YouTubers. Oh my gosh. I believe his name is Evan Carmichael. And he basically has a very motivational channel where he just posts a bunch of different highlight reels of different inspirational people. And I saw one of his episodes on Joe Dispenza, I believe his name is. He wrote the book Break the Habit of Being You or something like that, which I also do have, but I didn't read it yet. And Joe was saying, to have an abundance mindset means having more than you need. And to have more than you need means that you have more to give. So if you want to adapt an abundance mindset, that means you want more than you need so that you can give to others. And I was thinking to myself, that is exactly what I want. My sole purpose of me wanting $1 billion and billions of dollars is the fact that I want to help other people. I want to be someone that has limitless resources where I can help other people. That has always been my number one goal. You understand? And different people want different things. Why do I want $1 billion, but other people want $1 million? Like, they're both very, very good. They both are successful, you know, on the scale of, you know, wanting, you know, a lot for yourself. But I want to reach for the stars. I want $1 billion and I want to be a billionaire. And this is what works for Aisha Christina. And I have a lot of goals and things like that that I want. And I feel like I have finally adapted and began to really accept, you know, where I'm at and also understand where I'm going without doubt. Genuinely, without doubt. Being very mindful and intentional about my energy, focusing on doing that shadow work, realizing areas in my life where I have odd beliefs about things that are bleeding into my career and my daily life. I will not allow any sort of limiting beliefs to hold me back. I will not hold myself back. We already have people in life that try to do that to us. I'm not going to do that to myself. And some people do this so often that they don't even realize that they do it. And I know we all have friends and we want to share things with our friends and we want them to be happy for us, but please understand and please be prepared for people to misunderstand you. And I'm saying this, and it has happened to me here and there, but it's not my experience for the most part. To be honest, it's quite the contrary. My friends are very supportive of the things that I want to do in my career. But I know, you know, even there have been times where my parents have misunderstood me and not really taken what, you know, my YouTube thing very serious. And they kind of, you know, because they are boomers and they, to them, it's like, what is this whole social media thing? And what is that kind of about? And even though they're happy for my success, it wasn't something that was an easy idea for them to grasp. Just like I also grew up going to church 3 times a week. And it wasn't until the pandemic where I didn't have to go to church 3 times a week anymore. I only have to show up to 1 service. My life lately has been getting so busy. And this is honestly me being super candid. My life has been getting so busy that I honestly haven't even been able to go. And for a long time in my 27 years of living, I felt this extreme guilt because my parents were always very strict and still are very strict about church attendance. So I would always battle between, okay, do I do this for my business or do I go to church? And that time that I'm there, I could be doing something else for my business and I have this meeting and I have that meeting and I'm kind of, you know, moving things around that, you know, don't necessarily need to be moved around because church is always going to be there, but opportunities all the time aren't. And yes, you can argue, okay, what's meant for you is going to be for you. But at the same time, even in my own journey, I had to realize, okay, I have to make this decision for myself without worrying about what my parents are going to think. I have to be so, you know, intentional and have tunnel vision in the things that I'm pursuing that despite being misunderstood by my parents here and there, that I know that I'm on the right path and I know that I'm on the right track. Because my parents have their lives. They're doing great. Their lives are not going to change much. My life continues to change on the daily. And I can no longer base my life around what's going to make my parents happy because I do feel like the majority of my 20s, I have only cared about what my parents wanted me to do and doing exactly what they said and never questioned it, never tried to go against it or anything. And I'm now at the age where as an adult, I've realized that on autopilot, those things sort of creep back in again where I tend to kind of fall back into that passive sort of place where I'm just like, okay, fine, I'll sacrifice something that I really, really know I need to do because my parents want me to do something. And unfortunately, that type of mindset isn't good for me at this point in my life because I have to be able to continue to trust my own voice and my own intuition and have zero doubts behind that. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because I know that I'm not the only person that has dealt and that still deals with this type of, you know, dynamic. Even if it doesn't pertain to attending church or whatever it is, maybe it pertains to your parents forcing you to go to school for a certain career path or whatever the case is. And you just have to really believe in yourself because in the end, when it all works out for you, everyone's going to turn around and say, we always knew you could do it. But on the way, a lot of people like to doubt and they like to project their limiting beliefs onto you because they just don't see that it's possible for them. That's all that is. And I really want to encourage you guys to believe in yourself. Please believe in yourself. I'm saying this to you, and I'm also saying this to myself. Please believe in yourself, because nobody is going to believe in you more than you. Nobody wants what's best for you more than you. It is not possible. I'm sorry. It's just not. You know, especially if you're over the age of 25, there's no way that even your parents want what's best for you more than you. Like, that doesn't even make logical sense to me. Of course, I want success. Of course, I want things and I want to achieve things, and you want the same for yourself. And it's hard, because as you're working on your own belief system and feeling worthy of the things that you want, things are going to come up that are going to test that. They're going to trigger that and make you feel like you want to give up, make you feel like, okay, well, maybe everyone's right. Maybe I shouldn't go pursue acting, singing, whatever it is, because everyone loves to make, you know, fun of creatives. Oh, you want to do this? Oh, okay. But this is why people inspire me, like Oprah Winfrey, like Shonda Rhimes, okay, who wrote Grey's Anatomy, who contributes to probably $1 billion worth of our daytime TV, okay? She made a career out of writing. Don't let anybody tell you and determine your future for you. You determine your future for yourself. Know that. And you have to have zero doubts about it, because people will try and call your bluff. They will shake you up. You know how many times I've circled the drain with believing in myself, where one conversation with someone and all of a sudden I'm questioning things and I'm just like, wait, what? Why do I care what really you have to say? I mean, I respect your opinion, but we're not on the same life path and our belief systems aren't the same. And the things that you have done to acquire the things you have, I wouldn't even do. And vice versa, respectfully. And it really made me think, okay, I'm not discussing this with that person anymore, because we're not following the same life path. So it doesn't matter to me, honestly, what anyone has to say about anything, because I'm so aligned with myself and I believe in myself so much that I know that I'm on the right path. And when we know things, we don't go asking questions when we know things, right? Exactly my point. So in those moments of vulnerability, people can easily, their projections can sink in and become your own. Yeah. And that's why I say you have to be intentional. You have to watch who you speak to about what, because people can get in your head. And that's not to say that they have bad intentions, but they can get in your head, and then you start taking on a whole other mindset and perspective that isn't necessary, because you shared your dreams with somebody that they have limits to the things that are possible for themselves, and they're projecting that onto you. And feeling worthy comes from yourself, because the people that you want to support you the most, a lot of the times even family, are not going to be all the time the people that do that. So you have to really dig within. I'm so serious. You have to really have blind faith with yourself and say, listen, I'm going to go after what it is that I want to go after. And I don't care, okay, who has anything to say about anything. That is where you have to get to in order to pursue the things and the desires of your heart. And guess what? The good thing is in your 20s, you have that time to discover those things. Don't let people tell you, oh, you're so selfish for doing what, we all know the difference between people that are selfish to the point where it harms them and it harms other people. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being selfish in the pursuit of the things that you want to do for your happiness and your career and your life and your success and the things you desire. Don't let people make you feel bad for wanting to do things for yourself in that regard, because they will. And that's something that I had to learn too. People want to make you feel bad. Oh, you're being selfish for this. I just saw a video today of Nikki DeMartino's, and she was saying that she ended up going to LA and she ended up staying a little longer than she anticipated. And she realized that, okay, this is something that I kind of want to explore again, because my first experience in going to LA wasn't really the best. So she ended up moving back to Pennsylvania, and she ended up on her last recent trip having the time of her life. And it was what she would have wanted when she first ever started going to LA. And she said that some of her friends and stuff were saying that she was being selfish, and she was like, yeah, maybe I am, but what other time am I going to have to be selfish? And I, nothing ever resonated with me more than her saying that. She said, when am I going to be able to be selfish? When I have kids? No. When I'm married? No. So if anything, the perfect time is right now. And I literally believe that exact same thing. It's like, people sometimes want to make you feel selfish when they want something out of you, or they want you to stay in a certain place and it's not fitting their mold. And it's not for other people to understand. As long as your life is happy and fulfilling to you, and you're not hurting people, you're not being evil, you're not doing crazy things that are being, you know, negative, then what does it matter? Because it doesn't. That is all, that is it. And it's the perfect time in your 20s when you don't have children and you're not married. Yeah, you should be selfish. Yeah, you should go travel. Yeah, you should explore different avenues, different career paths. You can change it because you can, okay? You are fortunate enough where you only have to consider yourself. And people that don't maybe have that luxury or felt like they constantly had to sacrifice in order to please other people, they are unfulfilled. Okay. And I'm not necessarily speaking of people that may have children in their 20s. I'm actually mainly speaking about people that were people pleasers and they chose to, you know, what is the word I'm looking for? Suppress their desires and things like that. And those types of people, they grow up to be those projectors and those people that have limiting beliefs because they never tried it. They never did it. So when they see other people that are free and get to just live life and get to really believe in themselves and do whatever they want, it's triggering something in them where they're like, I didn't even do that. So what makes this person think that they could do that? That's not possible. That can't happen. Yeah. Those are what those types of people grow up to be like. And I will never be that type of person. You want to do it, girl? Well, let's get into it. Why not? Why is it impossible? It's been done. What do you mean? These are things that I feel like we don't consider. We know that there are people that have the career that we want and that we are in alignment with and are successful and doing well doing it. So what about that says impossible when it is evidently clear in another person? Like, these are things I feel like we don't really consider and actually think about. How is it impossible if it's actually been done before? What do you actually mean? And I really want you guys to think about that because it's important. And think about that because it matters. You are worthy of the things that you want. You are worthy of the desires of your heart. You are worthy of that relationship that you want. You can be independent and also find someone that wants to take care of you. You can be independent and also be submissive in your relationship. And being submissive does not mean letting someone walk all over you and not respect you. That's not what that means. Just like being an alpha male doesn't mean be aggressive and disrespectful and things like that. People like to take things, you know, to the extreme, and it will always baffle me. I don't understand that. Anyways, needless to say, you guys know also that I did a poll on my Instagram and also my YouTube channel where I want to start offering one-on-one coaching. Now, I have never, ever offered one-on-one coaching before, and I wanted to have a website where I could offer that option, but I think I'm just going to do it on Calendly for right now because I just feel really called to help you guys out as much as possible and to help you guys on your journey as it pertains to self-discovery and navigating dating and things like that. I really do feel like I really want to help you guys out. So just stay tuned and be on the lookout for that because I really want to offer that coaching for you guys. I'll have half-hour sessions and also hour-long sessions as well. So I'm really excited to offer that service to you guys. And when I start doing that, I'm more than likely going to discontinue my Wizio consults because it'll be way too much for me to do between my own podcast, my own channel, Hale and I's podcast, you know, meetings and things like that that I have to attend, editing, you know, a lot, you know. So I figured just keep everything in one place and that way it'll be a lot better. But I just want to say thank you also to you guys that have been supporting me. It feels so good to be in good health and to be uploading again. And with that being said, I hope this episode really resonated with you and I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode.